Let's rise our feet, please.
May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you real. Turn to somebody and shout it loud. Turn to another person and shout it loud.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you real good.
Now pray for yourself now.
May the Lord God bless me real good. May the Lord God bless me real good. He brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me real good.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours this morning. Do it aggressively before the early angels depart. Say, every power of darkness, chasing away my joy, I silence you now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Silence them by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any enemy standing at the junction of roads. Can you say that loud and clear? To make pronouncement against me. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Any enemy standing at the junction of roads. To make pronouncement against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with a louder voice, say, every battle assigned to swallow me, death, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Take any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises and the Holy Spirit lays in your heart, just sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, and he doeth wonders. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God! How great is his name! How great is his love! Forever the same. Little but the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I never leave when trusting me. Thank you, Jesus.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name.
Your name,
Jesus. exalted, O Lord, above thy
heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy heavens.
Hallelujah.
Let your glory be above all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Let your glory be above all the earth.
Sing it again.
Oh,
Before you. Father, we thank you for the graciousness of your name and your power. Father, we thank you because you have never failed, you will never fail. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sabbath, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. From trouble to testimony. And that takes us into three scriptures very quickly. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. From trouble to testimony. Proverbs 24:10. You will do well to pay attention to this message and to pray the adversity deserving prayers that will follow. Because I know in my spirit that this morning, long-term adversities have been dissolved. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, see what it says. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou faint, God forbid, in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That passage is pregnant with meanings. Number one is telling us that upon every man, a bit of rain of adversity will fall. Like there is no way you are going to live this life trouble-free. Any preacher telling you that you can live a trouble-free life is a fraudulent preacher. Jesus never lived a trouble-free life. The apostles never lived a trouble-free life. Moses never lived a trouble-free life. Elijah, that powerful prophet, never lived a trouble-free life. Remember the song of the hymn writer. It's a Christian. Seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams of ease away. That dream of ease. So cast it away. Because you are in the midst of fools. So watch and pray. Some people write me all kinds of revelation, dreams. Joe, I dream. Joe, how the revelation? Joe, I dream. And one thing that is common with all the revelations they have seen about Joe, I write it to Joe. They say, Joe, you are in the midst of enemies. I said, do you have to tell me that one? I know very well. Or didn't Jesus say, I send you as sheep among wolves? Wolf is an avowed enemy of sheep. That is where I am sending you, as sheep among wolves. Say, but be as wise as serpent, be quiet as a dove. But it is in the midst of that wolves you will operate. So, madam, you have married into a wolf family. Brother, you've also married into a wolf family. That's your company. It's a wolf company. That school is a wolf school. You have been sent as sheep among them. And when you say a sheep, you stand in one corner, and the wolf another corner. Just merely looking at the aggression on the face of the wolf is enough for the sheep to flee. But it sends you as sheep amongst wolves. I'm praying for somebody here this morning. Every congregation of the wicked surrounding you, they shall scatter by fire. They shall scatter. 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 In the name of Jesus. A loud amen. Or didn't the Bible say, associate yourself, all ye people? It didn't say they should not gather. Associate. It said, but you shall be scattered. They speak the word. It didn't say they should not talk against you. It didn't say they won't issue curses and issue incantations. So speak that word. It shall not stand. That's the sound of scripture. It says, they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail. It didn't say they shall not fight. They will give you a hard fight. They shall not prevail. Those of you who have been born in the 50s here, there was a serious fight in Nigeria many, many years back. It was between a Nigerian boxer, which all these young ones don't know now. If I point to you and say, who is Dick Tiger? They don't know. Or you know Dick Tiger? They don't know Dick Tiger. But there are those here who know Dick Tiger. He had a heavyweight boxing champion who was in Nigeria. There was a fight between that Dick Tiger and a white boxer called George Fullman. Was a terrible fight. He fought and fought and fought. At the end of the day, the Tiger, the Nigerian, was declared as a winner. But as a small boy, looking at the two of them, George Fullman had a swollen face. The Tiger, too, who won, had a swollen face. So he didn't say they shall not fight. They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail. I decree one more time that every gathering of demonic fighters surrounding you, they shall destroy themselves. 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 In the name of Jesus. sevenfold. Amen. So this scripture is telling you, unto every man, a level of adversity will happen. You may be passing through your own now. You may have passed through your own. The enemy may be preparing your own. But you will certainly pass through it. The second thing he's saying here is that adversity has a fainting power. It can cause a person to faint. Oppression can make a wise man mad. That's what he's doing here. So, but if you faint during that adversity, you become a chewing stick for the enemy. They just devour the person. Finish up the person. To give up because you are passing some adversity. Or you decide to backslide. Before you slide back to Jesus, the enemy will ensure that you die. So you don't find a way back to Jesus again. Backsliding during adversity is also part of fainting. That's first scripture. Second one is Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. Ecclesiastes 7:14. Second scripture. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. Consider. That is, meditate. Think deep. God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. That's how God has made it. That day of adversity, consider. Don't backslide. Sit down, consider. Finally, in the popular Romans chapter 8, Romans 8, look at the popular verse 28. And if you are not used to memorizing scripture, please, I beg you, memorize this one. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. How many things work together for good? Even the battle the enemy is bringing will eventually be to your good. That's what he says. He's saying that even the problem will eventually become promotion. Because if you don't have any problem, you cannot even know that God can solve it. When there is no problem, there is no need for miracle. When there is no test, there is no use for testimony. I'm praying for somebody here today. You will move from your trouble to your testimony. By the power in the blood of Jesus. You will move from your insult to result. In the name of Jesus. You will move from your ridicule to your miracle. In the name of Jesus. You will move from your mockery to your manifestation. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold, amen. Now listen to me carefully. Hard times, they are part of your passport to live as a human being. So you are complaining, I don't know why I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble. You are having trouble because you still carry the passport of the human race. The passport that you are a human being is still in your hand. The only place where you can be free from trouble is the cemetery. But the cemetery is finished. That's the place. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. Hard times happen to good people. Every household, every family, every establishment, and every heart, there's sometimes a time when the arrow pierces into them. Adversity has been in the world since the time of Adam. Adversity, trouble, whether we like it, is the lot of man. That's why the Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of few days and is full of trouble. The second name for this world, if there is a second name for this world, is trouble. White man has his own trouble. Asians have their own trouble. Africans have their own problem. I've traveled all over the world for ministration, for crusades. There is one thing everybody has in common. Problem. Problem. Many are facing problems. Many are causing problems. Many are problems by themselves. This is why the devil uses trouble, adversity as a tool to discourage people and to defeat them. But then the mystery is this. Trouble, adversity is God's method of making warriors. Because trouble, adversity will always precede victory. Adversity is like a stress test, pushing us up, pushing us beyond our level. That adversity is what makes us to totally rely on God and call upon Him to help us. The wilderness, it is still the road to Canaan. You still have to pass through that wilderness before you get to Canaan. The Gethsemane still has to precede glory. Hear this very well. Every work of God is always opposed. Are you saying, I'm working for Jesus? They are fighting me. They are working for Jesus. If you are doing something for God and there is no opposition, it is unlikely that it is God you are working for. Because all satanic territory that we invade, it will bitterly contest for it. This is a serious matter and you must understand it. But you have the power to disallow trouble from shaking you. You should turn your trouble into joy. Jesus Christ said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So we now need to enforce that overcoming power of Jesus. And whether we like it or not, there is no education like adversity. It teaches people to be strong. It teaches people to become prayer warriors. Many of the wonderful sisters here, madam, sisters, beautiful sisters, wonderful sisters who are here, they would not have been here today praying now if they had found a wonderful husband to marry. But now they've married somebody who says, I will kill you today. Or somebody who walks home with a strange woman. And he says, strange woman, walk out. And the strange woman put hand in the handbag and brought out a horn and started incantation that I'm taking over this place from you. Because in the day that Olumila was coming from so-so place, that, somebody will lead him, did this. So pack your load now. Get out of this house. I'm taking over. When she had that, she called her friend. Say, hey, see what has just happened. The woman said, huh? Mountain of fire. Start go. Don't wait. Don't wait at all. Say, but I'm deaconess in our church. She said, hey, madam, this is more than deaconess. She would not have been here if not for that adversity threw her into this place. And you see, the devil made a mistake. Was pushing some, troubling them. Then the trouble was troubling them. He did not realize that he just used it to push them into their brute. I'm praying for somebody here again. At every congregation of demonic fighters that are saying you will not have peace before you leave this place, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. God's best soldiers, they are trained in the school of adversity. All the angels you have seen, all those sinners, you know, they pass through things, pass through some experience. In the former church where I was, one day, a native doctor with all his demonic regalia walked into church. And he said, I'm looking for that person that's preaching here. Of course, everybody cleared the way and quickly pointed at me. That's the person. Seeing the way he was dressed. And when he said, he saw me. So you are the one here. So now listen. My fourth wife is coming to this church. I don't want to see her here again. If I see her here, I will fight you. You are doing your business. I'm not disturbing you. I'm doing my business. Don't disturb me. Did you hear what I said? I said I had. So you say you will fight me. I said, is it physically or spiritually? I said, spiritually, of course. I said, let's start now. Eventually, that wife became our members and he lost the wife. Because the wife was taken to him because the wife was mad. And he told them, if I heal this girl, I marry her, make her the fourth wife. And the parents of the young lady agreed. And the young lady now started coming to church. And she started to criticize what the man was doing. So you pass through things.
You learn more from adversity than from your teachers and from your books. Trouble has no respect for your brain power, your family connections. You have no respect for all those things. I come from this home, that home. They don't care.
But God will not deliver you from trouble. His promise is that He will deliver you in trouble. He will deliver you out of it. He will not shield you away from seeing the trouble. God, in His own mysterious way, digs the well of joy with the spirit and spade of adversity. The trouble facing you is saying that your life is a threat to some powers. And those troubles, they are the best boxing partner. It will bring out the useful talents in you, bring out the warrior in you, which in prosperous circumstances will have laid dormant. Without that adversity or trouble, you cannot even know your strength. So, trouble, adversity, is like a knife. It can serve us or cut us, depending on whether you are holding the blade of it or the handle. That's how it is. Whether we like it or not, every righteous man will face the plot of the wicked. And when you surmount it, you become champions and heroes. Assistance and facilities, they don't make men, but it's trouble and adversity that makes men. Some people are assisted. They never pass through any stress, so they are quick to lose that assistance. Trouble gives a platform upon which God can display His power. I'm praying for somebody here today. You will move from insult to result. You will move from test to testimony. You will move from ridicule to miracle. You will move from mockery to manifestation. In the name of Jesus. If you want to be strong during the days of adversity, number one, you need to become a friend of God. Surrender your life to Jesus. Two, you need to repent from every known sin. Every sinner is fighting God. Three, you need to trust the Lord with all your heart. All your heart. Not half heart. When you say, all to Jesus I surrender. Surrender all. Don't keep some behind. Four, learn to take your bodies to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Don't start troubling Him. Just leave it there. So cast your burden upon the Lord. Five, be a praise addict. Because God is glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. No matter your situation, be a praise addict. Learn the praise songs. Learn to sing from the hymn books, whether things are going smoothly or not. Things were not going smoothly for Paul and Silas, but as they started to praise and pray, earthquake of deliverance was released. Six, let God's word dominate your thoughts. His word. God's word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and flesh and bone marrow, and is a discerner of the intents of the earth. Let God's word dominate your thoughts. The mystery is, the more of God's words that are in your heart, the smaller the trouble will be. Seventh, know very well that God is more concerned about your eternal salvation than your temporal earthly happiness. God's agenda is that your eternal salvation. That's why He has advised us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Eight, be a prayer addict. Don't joke with prayer. Pray and pray and pray. Bible says, men ought always to pray and not faint. Now, put on all of God's armor, the whole armor of God. Keep it on all the time. Faith, prayer, all those things that the book of Ephesians tells us. 10.
Have faith in God. Do not be double-minded. Have faith in Him. Don't be double-minded. Don't go from place to place, from place to place, from place to place. Mountain to mountain, valley to valley, prophet to prophet. Have faith in God. 11. Pray inquiry prayers. That is, if you are going through a situation, pray and say, Father, why am I passing through this? What is this all about? And He will show you secrets. 12. Remember, greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Always remember that the enemy may boast, but greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. 13. Remember, trials, troubles, they can get worse before they get better. It will sometimes get so bad before they start getting better. So don't give up. 14. Under no situation must you neglect the assembly of God's people. Anything that makes you say, I'm not going to church again. I used to sing. I'm not singing again. I used to be in the ushering team. I don't want to be ushering again. That is too much trouble. Is a defeatist arrow. 15. Allow God to deal with your weaknesses. Sometimes the purpose of the adversity is to pinpoint areas where you are weak so that you can deal with it. Lastly, refuse to be discouraged. The worst thing that can happen to you when you are in the midst of trouble is discouragement. Discouragement. When you are discouraged, you will pray the wrong prayer. When you are discouraged, you'll be saying the wrong things, and it will be backfiring on you. When you are discouraged, you'll be thinking the wrong things. It will also backfire on you. When you are discouraged, you will do the wrong things, and it will backfire on you. When you are discouraged, you begin to see the wrong things. When you are discouraged, you end up in the wrong place, and then you get into the wrong spirit when you are discouraged. I shared this with you before. A brother had trouble, and he was talking to a member of his church. And the member of his church said, I know somebody somewhere. And the member of his church took him to a native doctor. So don't be too surprised. There are people in church, you can take you to a native doctor. Took the brother to a native doctor. When they got to the native doctor, he said, Daddy, this is my friend. He has problems. So please, we have to help him. Native doctor said, can you ask this your friend to step out? He said, let me talk to you. He said, see, go. Tell your friend that people like him don't come here because he has that thing. That thing, he has it. Tell him to go to where he received that thing. They have enough power to solve his problem. You should not come here at all. People with that thing don't come here. Man said, that thing. He has problems. I said, you don't understand. You know the white bird from God is inside him. So he should not come here. I said, but he has problems. It's okay. If you are afraid to address him, bring him. So the friend brought the brother in. And the native doctor looked at him straight in the eye. He said, don't come here again. People like you don't come here because you have that thing. So go back to where you received that thing. It will solve your problem. Look at a brother who decided to demote himself by going to look for beggarly powers. Today, as you pray these trouble-deserving prayers and adversity-deserving prayers, every enemy gathered against you shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. But you see, if you're in this service, and you're not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, all these prayers will not help you at all. And I want to give you the opportunity, right there where you are, just see what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. Right there where you are again. Speak any song of praises and sing it with a loud voice to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, faithful in praises, and do wonders. To appeal to everyone who is in this service that there is such a massive presence of the angels of God there and the cloud of His glory that not to pray hard would be a disaster. To keep quiet would be very dangerous. To say that I think I prayed this prayer before will not be very helpful at all. Strike when the iron is hot. Pray with the spirit of enough is enough. With the spirit of they have to bend, bow, break or die. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Voice of my glory. Arise. Can I hear you shouting that? Shake the heaven. Shake the earth. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and call upon the voice of your glory to arise. Shake the heavens. Shake the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. That's very good. This one, pray it with the spirit of enough is enough. Satanic arrangement. To disgrace me. Where I am supposed to be celebrated. Can you shout with holy anger? Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every conscious and unconscious agreement between the devil and my parents. Can you say this loud and clear? Concerning my life. Break! In the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. Something is up over there. Release. In Jesus' name we pray. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Let my stubborn enemies bury themselves. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is breaking through over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Raise a bigger Pharaoh to deal with my Pharaoh. Raise a bigger Pharaoh to deal with my Pharaoh. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yes. Aha, 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 aha. Open that mouth, open that mouth. Things are happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Altar of God. Can you shout it loud? Swallow any sickness fighting me. In the name of Jesus. Open that mouth. Don't be afraid. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this with holy hatred. Strong man! Working against my expectations. Expire! In the name of Jesus. They must expire. Makatenda ya boshendera boko sotonda. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Dragon of the enemy, pursue my star. Can you shout it loud? Can you shout it louder than that? Death! Kill the dragon of the enemy. Makatese tende yabosho. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers! Digging wells against my finances. Powers! Digging wells against my finances. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mokatenda lakaya boshendera bokosotonde keyaba. Ribosopole kaya boshanda. Amen. With a voice louder than anyone around you. Say this with boiling anger. Wickedness of the wicked against my life. Can you shout it loud?
expire in the name of Jesus. Command the wickedness of the wicked to expire in Jesus' name. We pray. A sevenfold amen. By the decree of heaven, I decree right now that every long-term adversity, long-term problems, long-term hardship, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, expire! 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, begin to prophesy upon your life. Begin to speak upon your own life. Decree that it shall be well with you, and no weapon formed against your life shall prosper. Decree that your problem shall become your promotions. Decree that every promise of God for your life shall come to pass. Decree that this year shall favor you. Prophesy good things upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Every pronouncement you have made about your life now, the God that answered by fire shall answer by fire in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Every adversity deserving prayers we have prayed this month shall bring you mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, all the prayer requests are answered in my fire. It is well with you. You shall be in the marathon of divine favor. And the Lord will bless you with blessings that money cannot buy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace in fellowship. Let us shout seven Goliath destroying, hallelujah.